Welcome to the Dr. Nikki Star Show, a podcast to support you in your spiritual awakening and personal development. As a spiritual teacher, healer, and intuitive coach, my intention is to empower you to live your ultimate potential and your ultimate life. As a former medical doctor and mystic, my role is to bridge the gap between science and spirituality to support you in understanding more of your multidimensional aspects. I share on a diverse range of topics, and it's all to support your greatest becoming. My mission is to continue reaching millions of people for the healing and awakening of humankind for the creation of the new earth. Thank you for being here. Hello, beloveds. Welcome to another episode of the Dr. Nikki Star Show. I'm your host, Dr. Nikki Star. And today we're going to be talking about the less glamorous aspects of spirituality. So as you know, we are in the season of spirituality on the podcast. So every episode in this time up until we hit the year mark is all about spirituality. And I can't help but laugh. Like, you're watching the video version of this, I kind of have a smile on my face because even though this is like the less glamorous, it's almost like the dark and gloomy. It's like the stuff that we don't want to talk about. And I can't help but laugh at it, right? Like, I'm laughing at it because it's like, yes, it's serious, but we're meant to take it lightly, is really how I'm going to say it. And I remember one time when I was hosting a facilitator training with two other facilitators in LA. At the end of the teacher training, it was like a 9-month experience. We had like a closing day with a closing ritual where we all went around and we gazed into each other's eyes and we said what we really admired about the other person and what we learned from them. And one of the other facilitators was just like, I've learned so much from you. She's like, especially you make me look at my SHIT. She's like, you're the kind that you're just like, look. Look at it. And she was like holding her hand up to my face, like making me look in the hand. She's like, look at your SHIT. And I'm known to be this way as a spiritual guide, a teacher, a spiritual mentor, an intuitive coach, but I do it with love, 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 so much love. Like, when people come to work with me, like, we do the work. Like, there's no hiding. There's no spiritual bypassing. Like, there's no like, oh yeah, you're doing a great job. But really, like, there's some things we need to look at to address because there's things and patterns happening in one's life. And I can think of so many clients where like, we really had to face it. And they had to do the thing they didn't want to do. They had to look at the aspect of their business they didn't want to look at. They had to really heal their relationship with their mother in order for other relationships to thrive. They really had to bring the romantic relationship into harmony. And the number one step for creating even more love, joy, peace, happiness, abundance, grace, wealth, beauty, all the things is radical responsibility. Yeah. And I'm laughing just because, like I said, it's not glamorous. You know, it's like we all have to like have our house cleaned and take a shower and brush our hair and brush our teeth. And like, there's aspects of life that are not that glamorous, you know, just like there's aspects of our ascension path that are not as glamorous, like when we're doing our shadow work. And so how can one become even more radically responsible for everything that's happening in one's life? So when I say radical responsibility, that's what I mean, which is you and I, we are creators of our reality. We are the ones driving the ship. We are the ones literally creating everything. We are creating the good, the bad, the ugly. We are creating what we love, what we don't love. Like, we are a co-creation in every part of it. And the moment we accept that and we take radical responsibility, okay, I am the creator of my life, which means no more blame, no more pointing fingers, no more like, okay, someone else is responsible outside of us. Like, none of that.
and we take full responsibility, this is when our life can really change for the better. And there is sometimes times in our lives where things are not going as we'd like, as we planned, we're showing up, we're doing the work, and still it's like, I don't get it. Rah! And I've been in this situation so many times before. It's because you are going through some kind of process. There is some kind of lesson for you to learn. And the moment we learn the lesson, the moment the energy shifts, the moment that we take that responsibility, everything can shift. Everything can be different in an instant. And I was recently on a podcast interview on a different one, so not mine, but I was being interviewed by someone else on their podcast. And they asked me about that. And they were just like, how does one come into more love, light, and joy? And I was just like, radical responsibility. And it was funny because I knew this was on the podcast topic list that I was going to do. I just didn't know when. And then after being interviewed, I was like, okay, that's the next one I'm going to film, because it is the fast track to ascension. The sooner we take responsibility for things, the sooner we can change them. Because if we're creating everything, that means we can do something different to create a different result. And it's easier said than done, absolutely. And sometimes we can be really hard on ourselves. And especially if you're an empath, you might even have a tendency to take too much responsibility. So what does that mean? Too much responsibility is where, when there is a co-creation, a dynamic between you and another or you in a situation, you tend to take more of the quote-unquote blame. You tend to put more of what went wrong into your hands. But it's also important to remember that even though you're taking radical responsibility and it is a co-creation, so you are a part of creating it, it's also important that you hold space for others to take responsibility as well for their part. But now don't hold your breath. And it's not like, oh, they better take accountability for their actions. It's none of that. But it's also just a reminder to not be so hard on yourself and to really practice self-compassion in your simultaneous action of taking radical responsibility. And so sometimes what having radical self-compassion for yourself can look like is when things are not going the way you like and you're feeling really challenged and you're feeling emotionally unwell, it's to take that pause and to just do whatever would make you feel good. Maybe you eat some comfort food. Maybe you do a meditation. Maybe you have a good cry. Maybe you take a nap. Maybe you take a bath. You go walk in nature. It's like, be gentle with yourself through your process of transformational work. Because some of the ways that you're going to take radical responsibility is you're going to do the shadow work. You're going to do the shadow work so that you can clear whatever aspect within yourself created that. And same with healing work. If you identify a pattern in your life, then you know something within you is asking to be healed because it's coming up and it's being mirrored in so many different relationships. And again, I'll just reiterate, it's a beautiful thing when we can develop that self-awareness of like, okay, I just did that. I just responded that way. I just said that thing. I just acted out of alignment with my values, with what I believe in, with what is my spiritual path, with what I know is my highest timeline. And it's like a kid, it's like being a kid. It's like you fall and then you just get up again. It's like, okay, new day, new moment. And instead of seeing these moments of unconsciousness, we can call them, instead of seeing them as a mistake, as a failure, my invitation to you is to see it as a learning opportunity, as a portal to your next level of expansion and ascension. Because we go through all of these experiences to learn something, to become stronger, to become wiser, to grow in love, funny enough. So even if the experience might not feel so loving or comfortable or joyful, know that it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to show up in greater love. And I always like to say that one way that we can take radical responsibility and change our actions is to ask ourselves, what would love do? It's not about being right. It's not about proving your point. It's not making sure the other person knows what they did wrong. but it's about being happy. It's about choosing love. And sometimes the people who may be the biggest challenge to you could be the people who need the most love from you. And so it's a very fascinating thing that maybe the person you want to be mad at, that you want to like project some kind of distance and create separation between you both, is the very person that you need to open your heart to, forgive, find love, find harmony. And you can do that. It's a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice. And the first step is always seeing everyone and everything as a teacher. And those who challenge you the most are your master teachers. And so usually your family is a master teacher, your beloved is a master teacher, your children are master teachers. And because there's really no escaping them, you know, I guess you could get a divorce, you could choose not to, or you could break up, you could choose not to see your family. Like there are ways around it. There's ways to hide and run from the shadowy parts of ourselves and run from the parts of ourselves that are not serving. Absolutely. And what really heals the pattern for good so that you don't go and experience in your next relationship or your next situation, work opportunity, whatever it is that you're experiencing, is to heal it, to find the harmony. And the thing is that it's a never-ending game. So you're going to heal one thing and then there's going to be a new pattern that presents. But the moment that, even though you're taking radical responsibility for your participation, it's really about never making yourself wrong. So never shaming yourself. Like there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing that needs to be fixed. Oftentimes when we respond in ways that don't serve our greatest becoming, is it's coming from an inner child aspect of ourselves, a part of ourselves that doesn't feel safe, that hasn't fully integrated, that hasn't fully healed. And that defensiveness is oftentimes meant to protect us. We're protecting ourselves. You know, we don't know any better. You know, a trigger, you're not conscious when you're triggered. But when you take radical responsibility of like, okay, I didn't show up in my best life, you can just do better next time. Because in your life, you're really destined to live that harmony, that peace, that joy between you and all beings and things. And this is when we're getting into the frequency of the new paradigm, the frequency of the new earth, is when if all of us are doing this. And remember, there's going to be moments where one person is conscious, the other person is unconscious. So basically, the more conscious you stay, and that's how we do our spiritual practices, right? Because we stay more awake, alert, we're fully present here and now. I'm conscious of everything I'm doing and saying, which means I'm not reacting, which means it's not coming like from this like animalistic part of myself. It's coming from the higher aspects of myself. So I'm able to think before I speak. I'm able to choose how I respond. I'm able to even be strategic and be like, okay, actually that's not serving in this moment. Or this is maybe not the best time to have this discussion. You know, you're able to see what's for the highest good of all, not like what's selfish, not like, oh, this is what's best for me right now. I need to get it off my chest. Maybe it is about waiting for the right moment. And this type of conscious action in the world, it's like you're conscious because you want to create greater harmony and love and connection and peace between all beings and things. So that's one aspect. So we want to work towards, to be radically responsible, you want to work towards being the most conscious you can. And the way you stay conscious and awake is through your spiritual practices. And it's not a given, like, okay, if you meditate 40 minutes a day, that you're going to be awake no matter what. You know, if you're optimal, like doing the optimal meditation that science has shown, it's technically 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes at night. If you were being an A+ meditator to be the most awake, conscious being you could be. But if you sat there in meditation the whole time, like analyzing, thinking about your to-do list, and you were everywhere but focusing your mind on your breath or whatever your focus is, because that's essentially what meditation is, a one point of focus so that you can train your mind to be conscious, then it's not really a practice that's making you conscious, right? So any of our spiritual practices, you know, whether it's breath work, I really love breath work because it also helps to clear out aspects of ourselves that are creating triggers. If you do mantra practice, for example, that's a way to keep yourself more conscious, right? Because you're counting, you're saying the mantra over and over, you have something to focus on. Whatever other spiritual practices you love, yoga, for example, qigong, things that get you in your body, ecstatic dance, even exercise, for example, if you work out in the gym in a way that you're really conscious of your muscle contractions, you're focused on the muscle group that you're working out at that moment of time, you're doing your sets, your reps, like, et cetera, you're being conscious, you're meditating essentially. Same with surfing, same with any kind of practice or hobby that keeps you really present, all of that, like pottery, whatever. And all of those types of practices keep you conscious so you can take radical responsibility. And like I said, I think part of being conscious and a spiritual person is how much love and compassion you can have in every moment. So if one person is conscious and the other person is unconscious, so what I mean by unconscious is they're triggered, they're acting from a space that's not love, they're acting from a space that's not harmony or peace, but you're conscious and aware of it. The master move, if you are into self-mastery and you're into radical responsibility and you're here as a co-creator of the new earth, you're going to hold loving space for that person. You're not going to engage in their trigger. You're not going to engage in their chaos and their fight. Instead, you're going to hold loving space. You may even choose not to engage with the energies. You may choose to just agree with what they're saying or just be like, okay. Not try to fight back, not try to prove that you're right or your way is right or any of that. Because if one person is triggered, you can't even have a conscious conversation. You can't even really find a solution. You could, but it wouldn't be from love. It wouldn't be rooted in love. It wouldn't be what could serve the highest good. What serves the moment is for both people to come back to love. And the person who's the most conscious, which is usually the person who has the deepest breath, the person who's the most relaxed, is the one that can take the radical responsibility for the situation and bring the situation back to love through your energy, through your words, through what you choose to do, say, how you choose to guide the next moment. And sometimes it's doing nothing. Sometimes it's saying nothing. Sometimes it's just beaming love from your heart. And this is not easy. This is not easy at all, especially when our heart's involved, especially when it's someone near and dear to you. Because like I said, your master teachers being your family, your beloved, if they're triggered oftentimes and they speak to you in a certain way or a certain tone, it just pull you right in, right? But as we're becoming spiritual masters through this work that we're doing, through these podcasts we listen to the courses we take, to the healings we go through. Everything is to serve our greatest becoming. And your greatest becoming is love. Your greatest becoming is being a master creator, creating life as you desire to create it in a way that serves the highest good of all. And it's done in a way that's for the highest good of all. And so what is it in your life right now? What's asking you to step up and take radical responsibility? And oftentimes this could be an area of your life where you are being challenged or it's not going the way you want it to go. You know, maybe things are not happening in the way that you would like them to be. And instead of just like, usually if something's not going how we want or it's challenging us, we kind of want to like turn a blind eye and be like, I'm just not going to look over there for a little while. But where can you show up and just face it? It's like the sun, like show up fully, bring light to it, bring love to it, bring your consciousness to it, bring your heart to it, bring it to love. That's how we transmute it. So one of the greatest ways to take radical responsibility is to be a beacon of love and light, illuminating the shadows, the challenges, the challenging moments. And I'm having a reminder of module 3 in Isis codes. And it's one of my offers where we work with the goddess Isis. And in module 3, there's an aspect of taking radical responsibility because it's really about, it's connected to the divine mother frequency. And we all have a divine mother aspect within us, even if we're male. You know, well, I'm not male, but even if you're male, like even if we are. No, not male, female. But within us, just like there's male, there's masculine and feminine within us. So there is the archetype of the Divine Mother or the Divine Father, but the Divine Mother and the Divine Father are different. The Divine Mother is very much a creatrix energy, like a creator energy, giving birth to life, sustaining life, and holding that frequency. So when you are taking radical responsibility for your life, you're being asked to step up as the Divine Mother of your own life, which means having that gentle love and compassion, embracing yourself through challenging moments and being there, not running away, but like facing it. And sometimes it's just facing it with that divine loving presence, that unconditional love. And unconditional love is like, I'm here no matter what, I'm not going anywhere. You could like show up in your ugliest way. Don't worry, I'm here. And you want to be that for yourself. You don't, like, so it's like, do not abandon yourself. Do not abandon ship. Show up to the fullness of life. That is living radically responsibly. And it's not always easy, but it's one of the things that I'm calling you forth. I'm calling you forward to take greater radical responsibility for things that are not going as you'd like in your life, to show up with love, to show up in higher consciousness, and that you can choose to shift anything that's happening, anything you're creating in your life right now. And what we're going to do in the bonus content is I'm going to guide you through a self-compassion meditation to support you during challenging times. Because as you're taking radical responsibility, it can be painful sometimes because you're looking at the places where you're like, okay, I know I can do better. Is this the best I've got? Because that's a big part of radical responsibility. Ask yourself, like, is this the best I got? Am I doing everything I can do? Maybe it's about not doing. Am I showing up the way that I know my highest self is meant to show up? And ask yourself that and be radically honest with yourself. And I know that you're a spiritual warrior doing this work. And in module one of Isis Codes, we talk about them. And this is the offer that I'm filming right now that you can get in on right now. And I just love Isis Code so much because it really is calling us to radical responsibility, to show up as the fullness of ourselves, to show up as the truth of who we are, to really create life the way we know it's meant to be the co-creators of the new earth. And so I thank you so much for doing this great work. I will see you inside Isis Codes. I will see you inside the bonus content. Big kiss to you. And bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dr. Nikki Star Show. Please like this podcast and share it with anyone you feel would benefit. Subscribe to the podcast to receive bonus content. And remember, every Monday, the video version goes live on my YouTube channel. Thank you so much for being on the Ascension Path with me and for doing this great work.